Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you feeling hungry today? Today's topic is food.
And today's title is Let's Get Some Fruit. Let's get some fruit. So Marie, what kind of fruit do you like to eat?
Well, I like to eat all kinds of fruit, like strawberries, watermelon, and apples.
Fruit is delicious, especially when they are sweet. Some even taste good with other foods. Before we talk more about this, let's read it together. Here's Marie.
Alex and James are talking about fruit. There are many kinds of fruit. Alex likes mangoes, and James likes bananas. In summer, Alex eats mangoes with shaved ice. Alex wants some bananas. He can go to Super Shop Supermarket. They sell a lot of fresh fruit. Their apples, pears, and grapes are very good. What is your favorite fruit?
Well, that's a great question to start off with today. What is your favorite fruit?
Well, if I had to choose only one, I would choose strawberries. I could eat them every day.
Do you like eating them with other foods too?
I do. I always put strawberries on top of my ice cream. It makes a great topping. And sometimes I will even put them in my salad.
Fruit in salad. Now there's a good idea. Well friends, we'll talk more about this today, but first let's learn those keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 你好，今天的主题是水果。Alex 最喜欢的水果是芒果，芒果的英文是 mango. Alex likes mangoes. James 喜欢的是香蕉 banana. James's favorite fruit is banana.Rob 建议 Alex 可以到 Super Shop Supermarket 这家超市去买新鲜水果。形容词 super 用来形容东西是出色的、特别好的。Rob 说那家超市卖的苹果、梨子和葡萄都很好。梨子就是 pear. Their pears are fresh. 还有葡萄也很棒。The grapes are nice and fresh. 葡萄是 grape.
Alex, which fruit do you like? Apples or grapes?
I like apples, but they aren't my favorite fruit.
What's your favorite fruit?
I love mangoes.
I like mangoes too. They're sweet and delicious.
In summer, I often eat mangoes with shaved ice.
My favorite fruit is banana.I eat one every day. I think Linda likes bananas too.
All right, well, Marie, I have another question for you. Which do you like more, oranges or pears?
I like both, but I actually eat oranges more than I do pears. You know, I'll ask you the same question. Which fruit do you like, oranges or pears?
I would have to say pears. And hey, what a great question we asked each other. And you know what? That's today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca to teach us more about this. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. It is the beginning of a new month. And it's definitely nice to start off this month with a grammar point. If you want to ask someone what they like...You can use this grammar point. Which noun do you like? Noun or noun? For example, which color do you like? Blue or green? Or which store do you like? 7-Eleven or Family Mart? Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Well, which fruit does Alex like, apples or grapes?
Well, before we talk about that, let's talk about grapes. Grapes come in different colors, green, dark red, and purple.
Right. Grapes are small, round, and very juicy. I like to eat them after dinner.
Well, I'm not sure if Alex likes grapes. We do know that he likes apples.
Yes, he does. But they are not his favorite. So, what is Alex's favorite fruit? Do you guys remember? Good job. He loves mangoes.
I love mangoes too. Mangoes are a tropical fruit. The skin is yellow and red, and it has a large seed in the middle.
That's right. Mangoes are a popular fruit in Asia. James likes them too.
In summer, Alex often eats mangoes with shaved ice. Christina often eats this dessert too, right? She can tell you more about this word shaved right now.
Alex 说他在夏天的时候特别喜欢吃芒果刨冰。I often eat mangoes with shaved ice. 我们来看这里的 shaved ice。动词 shave 本身是指刮胡子或者是把东西削成薄片的动作，所以如果是把冰削成薄片，就是指刨冰了。所以刨冰的英文是 shaved ice。Shave 的过去分词 shaved 当形容词用。Shaved ice 被削过的冰就是刨冰。在英文里，过去分词当形容词用的情况非常的普遍，比如说 a broken glass 是一个破掉的杯子。A used car, 一辆用过的车，也就是二手车，或者 a burned house, 一栋烧毁的房子，这些都是过去分词做形容词用的例子。
Thanks, Christina. Peter, do you like mangoes with shaved ice?
Well, of course, but you can only eat this in the summer, so I try to eat as much as I can during that time.
You're right. It does taste best in the summer. Well, James really likes bananas. It's his favorite fruit.
I eat one every day.
Hey, me too. I eat one every day.
You should, because that's today's calendar phrase.
I eat one every day.
I eat one every day.
我每天都吃一个。
Do you like bananas?
Yes. I eat one every day.
Do you like apples?
Yes. I eat one every day.
Do you like carrots?
Yes. I eat one every day.
Do you like donuts?
Yes. I eat one every meal.
I eat one every day.
I eat one every day.
我每天都吃一个。
Well, bananas are very healthy for you. That's why I eat one every day.
Bananas are yellow, and you peel it. Marie, do you know what animals love to eat bananas?
Yes, monkeys.And our monkey friend Ginger eats them all the time.
Talking about all these different kinds of fruits is making me hungry. I think I'm going to go to the refrigerator and get some.
You should, because we have a lot. And make sure to bring back me some fruit too, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Well, friends, we're going to take a short break right now. We'll see you after this. Be back soon. Welcome back from the break, friends. Well, today we're talking about fruit, and I thought it would be a good idea for us to talk about a few. I have some grapes right here. I love eating them, but they go bad quickly, so I put them in the freezer. Then I can eat them whenever I want.
Oh.
It's like a small popsicle.
Ooh, grapes in the freezer are very good. Well, here I have a mango. This is a tropical fruit, and this is a banana. I think we all know what a banana is, right?
Well, friends, let's learn more about fruit together. Here's part two.
Can I ask you a question, Rob?
Sure, Alex. What is it?
Where can I buy good, fresh fruit?
Super Shop Supermarket. They sell a lot of fresh fruit. I always shop for fruit there.
Are their bananas good? I want some good bananas.
Sure. Their apples, pears, and grapes are good too.
Thanks.
Alex asks Rob a question. Where can I buy good fresh fruit?
Well, let's talk about it. Marie, where do you buy good fresh fruit?
Well, I go to the fruit market next to my house. They sell fruit for a very good price.
Rob goes to Super Shop Supermarket to buy his fruit.
Oh, it must be a really good place then because, well, it's super, right?
Well, I have been there before, and yes, it is super, and it is great.
Well, I have a great idea. Let's make some sentences using the word super.
All right. My mom is a super cook. The concert was super.
Peter, those are some super sentences. Well, at Super Shop, they sell a lot of fresh fruit. Rob likes to shop there.
You know, I think I've seen Christina there. Let's visit her right now. She will tell us more about this word, shop.
Rob 说他都是到那家超市买水果的。I always shop for fruit there. 我们来看一下 shop 这个字，它可以当动词，也可以当名词用。Rob 说的 shop for fruit 是动词，表示购买水果的意思。所以 shop 当动词表示采购，而 shop for something 就是采购某样东西的意思。你可以说 let's shop for some office supplies， 我们去买一些办公室用品吧。或者 we can shop for some baby clothes， 我们可以去买一些婴儿衣服。Shop 也当名词用，是商店、小店的意思。A coffee shop 是咖啡店。An online computer store 是一家线上的电脑商店。这时候 shop 就是名词，当商店的意思用。
Thanks, Christina. Shop. Now, we shop for clothes at the mall, and we shop for food at the grocery store.
Alex wants to know if the bananas are good at Super Shop. He really wants to buy some good bananas.
Well, Rob thinks the fruit there is good. He likes their apples, pears, and grapes. Now look what I have here. This is a pear. You can see it has a stem. The top part of a pear is always smaller than the bottom part. It's wider and rounder at the bottom.
And...When you eat it at the right time, it is very sweet. Marie, I know you buy your fruit at the market, but have you ever picked your own fruit?
I have. When I was younger, I would go apple picking with my family. We would climb trees and pick a lot of apples.
Fresh fruit is the best.
Yes, you can bring them home and eat it for a snack, or you can make dishes out of them.
Well, I know you like strawberries. Did you ever make chocolate-covered strawberries?
Ooh, I've made it a few times, actually, for myself and for my friends.
Can you tell us how you make it?
Sure, it's easy. First, you wash and dry the strawberries. Then melt dark chocolate in a saucepan. After it's hot, put the saucepan in a towel.
Then it's time for the fun part, right?
Yes.Grab the strawberries by the leaves and dip it into the chocolate.
Ooh, that sounds really good. I never knew fruit could be so delicious. We should get some tonight.
Yes, we should. Great idea. And it's also a great idea to review those keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Mango. Mango. I love eating mangoes in the summer.
Banana. Banana. Sam eats a banana every day.
Super. Super. This fruit sale is super.
Pear. Pear. Do you want a pear or an apple?
Grape. Grape. Do you like purple or green grapes? All right, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Alex, which fruit do you like? Apples or grapes?
I like apples, but they aren't my favorite fruit.
What's your favorite fruit?
I love mangoes.
I like mangoes too. They're sweet and delicious.
In summer, I often eat mangoes with shaved ice.
My favorite fruit is banana. I eat one every day. I think Linda likes bananas too.
Can I ask you a question, Rob?
Sure, Alex. What is it?
Where can I buy good fresh fruit?
Super Shop Supermarket. They sell a lot of fresh fruit. I always shop for fruit there.
Are their bananas good? I want some good bananas.
Sure. Their apples, pears, and grapes are good too.
Thanks.
There are many different kinds of fruits, and there are many words we can use to describe fruit. When you describe something, you are using different adjectives. For example, let's take a look at this picture. I would say, this photo is colorful. Look at all the colorful fruit.
Well, how about we describe some fruit? Peter, what adjectives or words do you think of when you see or taste a lemon?
A lemon is yellow. A lemon is sour.
Great. How about a kiwi?
Kiwis are green on the inside and brown on the outside. Also, the skin is rough. It's not smooth. But when you eat it, it tastes sweet and sour.
So green, brown, rough, sweet, and sour. Those are some great words you used.
All right, now it's your turn.
Okay, well, let me think of an apple. When I eat an apple, it tastes a little hard. And apples are red and green. And the shape is round.
Red, green, round, hard. Fantastic.
Wow, wasn't that a lot of fun? I hope you guys had fun too. All right, friends, right now it's time to watch Jungle Chit Chat.
Hello, Ginger.
Hey, James. Hey, what is your favorite fruit?
Let me think. My favorite fruit is...
Pears!
No, my favorite fruit is...
Grapes!
No, my favorite fruit is...
I know, mangoes!
No, my favorite fruit is...
lemons?
Ginger, you asked me a question. Now please let me answer.
Okay, do you remember the question?
Yeah, what's your favorite fruit?
Bananas! I love bananas. Bananas are my favorite fruit.
Ginger, I was gonna say that.
Well, of course, bananas are everyone's.
Ginger.
We all wait for the weatherman to see what he has to say. We all wait for the weatherman to know what to wear today. We all wait for the weatherman see what he has to say. Oh, sunny and bright, cold and clear, it looks like rain, a typhoon is near. Oh, we can count on the weatherman to tell us what we should know about the weather everywhere, no matter where we go. Oh, sing along, sunny and bright, cold and clear, it looks like rain, a typhoon is near. Oh, we can count on the weatherman to tell us what we should know about the weather everywhere, no matter where we go.
Fruits are really healthy for you, and there are many reasons why you should be eating them every day.
Yes, there are. There are many reasons. Like, did you know that green fruits make your bones and teeth strong? And orange fruits help keep your eyes healthy.
Wow, that's really interesting. And blue and purple fruits are good for your brain.
Wow, you know what? I think we should be eating fruits almost every single day. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I should get a green and a purple fruit and a yellow fruit. I'm going to get all of them.
Then you'll be very healthy. All right, friends. Well, I hope you guys stay healthy, and we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.